can't go backwards. Can you? Are you,
oh, you want to go backwards?
No, that's fine. That's actually fine. It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's interesting. One of the things that I've had an interest in since I've been involved in this over the years, I asked Jill some years ago to know, can we put in the highest and lowest in terms of the volumes that units are doing? And it's quite interesting here, isn't it? You can see that the worst performers and the best performers are small units. So the size of the unit doesn't seem to impact. You have them all the time throughout the slides. We have a high versus low, and I'm hoping to do something with your permission and so on. We have a kind of a tentative paper in terms of surgical practice that I'd like to get some inputs in from some key people, just looking over the years at what's been done. But the white units are the ones that have small volumes, the lowest volume overall. And isn't it quite interesting that there's a complete spread? Like, volume alone doesn't count. Being in Wales clearly does count.
Well, mark the Welsh ones.
So I'm not sure what the difference is, but what is clear is that the units that make most use of cytology are among the worst performing units in the preoperative diagnosis of DCIS. So I can't tell you why that is, but it's certainly worthy of more discussion. Yes, another point down the back.
Just coming back to the Welsh issue, one of the ways that we do work differently in Wales is when we do our assessment clinics, we have a radiologist and a surgeon working together in that assessment clinic, which I think in other parts of the country doesn't happen. So whether having two senior professionals in the clinic makes a difference.
Are you suggesting that the surgeon just says, no, come on, you've got to make it better here? Well, I think there's a lot to be done.
Absolutely.
That usually happens everywhere, I find. particularly in the kitchen.
Maybe we can just relax the patient.
Oh. Right, Ian. We won't go there. Okay, let's move on.
We
want another point.
I'm Catherine Beattie, radiologist from Liverpool, and I'm probably one of those Northwest units there that uses a lot of cytology now. We've moved away from that with the new guidelines, but I don't think those two things are related because we don't use cytology for DCIS, and I think part of our the low non-operative rate for non-invasive cancers is because we didn't have a vacuum biopsy device.
Can I just
recently
ask you, Catherine, I accept, and some of the units I've worked in, we've had brilliant cytology, and I would say that it augmented what went on, but it didn't replace core biopsy at a level. You know, in terms of the actual workings of an assessment clinic, do you think that it's kind of, people say, Asher, it's quicker to do cytology and we'll do that? Or something, like in terms of attention to detail and what people do, is there a work practice that involves cytology that sort of says, you know, it's the easier option, we won't get as much information, but you will get the clinic over quicker, or something? Is there that type of approach, do you think, in the units that use cytology?
I mean, I think we have an excellent cytology service in Liverpool, and we only use cytology for, we did, for mass lesions. You know, we didn't use it for calcs or stromal deformities. But I think you're quite right that it takes a couple of minutes to do an FNA, and it may take 20 minutes to do a core biopsy. And when we're short-staffed and we've got lots of people in the clinic, I think it's probably a fair comment that we were reluctant to change to something that was going to take longer.
Because I think that's probably the underlying situation. In fact, you know that you're not going to get quite the same. But if you have, I suspect that if you have same day immediate reporting cytology with the cytologist in the clinic and so on, and you say, right, if we don't get the answer first time up with cytology, we'll always do core biopsies, or we, you know, have a system in place that doesn't impact, you could potentially see where cytology would add something overall. But I think in general the way it's being done in the work pressures detracts from the preoperative diagnosis rate.
Got one more.
Yeah, sorry, Robert Kennedy, the Northern Ireland rep. I happen to work in that unit there, and I would totally agree with my Northwest colleague. And I don't think it's a case of speed, because if you look at the other graph, you'll see we have a very large bar for C5 and B5 only. And I think even though in the last 15 months we have moved to core, I think we will continue to use both. So I don't think it's a speed option. But I do agree that the two columns you have in the small box there are not related, because if we use 68% C5 only, we're right in the middle of your graph. So I don't think the two are related at all.
You think they're not related at all? Well,
no, our preoperative diagnosis rate for invasive cancer is 100%.
Yeah, they're all very good.
You know, so
No, I accept that. But I think that from the point of view, it's quite interesting that if we look deeply at the DCIS group, mm-hmm. the ones that have the lowest preoperative diagnosis are units that seem to use a lot of cytology.
Well, we're halfway up the graph. We're not at the bottom, nor are any of those three units. and our preoperative.
No, half way up the graph.
These 70 and 72 are here.
But 70%. But, I mean, this
but 82, 83
your
is right in the middle.
83 is much higher.
And we are the highest users of C5.
Okay. But these ones, I mean, you know, the 70 and 72%, I think, wouldn't be taken as the 83%. You're sort of spitting hairs, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, and our malignant open biopsy rate is very low.
Yeah.
You know, and our conversion from B5A like, to
I have to tell you, I mean, I've looked at this a lot over the years now, and I still can't. You know, one would think that having a good cytologist and an additional option of cytology should enhance a program rather than detract from it. But it's a question, I think, of how the outpatients, how the assessment clinics are run, and the concept of maybe the surgeon saying, "Oh no, we haven't got the diagnosis. This looks suspicious to me. Keep on with it," or you know, whatever. You know, it is a question of, I think, perhaps of attention to detail.
Shall we move on?
Yeah.
Okay. So, looking at benign.